Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. It's a little after 9 a.m. on Friday, the 22nd of March, 2024. This particular podcast is for valued members of Real Estate Excellence. So regrettably, if you're not a member, this is of little benefit to you. Now, members, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. this morning, I've personally just emailed you all an important update. Now, we advised you via a separate email yesterday, the 21st of March, that Stage 2 of Tenancy Law Reform, the bill to amend the law, has gone into Parliament. Now, I've just actually finished the first round trip around Queensland doing the half-day Property Management Excellence events where I spoke about this, and we knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when, and we've known for quite some time. So we also knew, which is a totally separate matter, that mandatory CPD is also in play. Now, that was also introduced into Parliament. So the important email that I just sent you personally now, for when you get an opportunity to read it, the subject line says member update, as member update subject line always does, so you know it's for members only. And stage two tenancy law reforms and CPD important update for members. Now, a couple of quick things I just want to do this podcast for, just to make sure that you received the email, plus just put a voice to a couple of matters. Now, fast facts, as I've got on the email, we have a Labor majority government. This has been a long Labor policy for stage one and two of tenancy law change. So, again, not much of this is a huge shock. So the bills are Labor government bills and policy. Now, no laws have changed yet. There's a way to go yet, okay? Now, as I say, the CPD information is completely separate to stage two. As you know, we're regulated under Property Occupations Act with Office of Fair Trading. And so the RTA is the Residential Tenancies Authority for the RTRA Act. So we've just coincidentally got two fairly big issues and matters that that we'll deal with fine. Changes change, but we've just coincidentally got two matters on foot at the moment. And as I say, the CPD to amend the Property Occupations Act, our Act, was put into Parliament also yesterday with Stage 2 of Tenancy Law. So what the Tenancy Bill first, the bill has been referred to a Parliamentary Committee, which is a very common practice. Now, what I didn't expect for Stage 2, given we're going to election in October 24, what I didn't expect, but is a consultation further process. So as you'll see on the email, I've got important information there for you and also links to give to your property owners to let them know what's happening and also their opportunity to have their say to the committee as part of this process. So obviously we're going to be working hard behind the scenes to get up to date. As I promised and I always have done for you as part of membership services, in due course I'll release fact sheets, information guides and more. Now, majority of members are Property Management Excellence PME system members, so obviously in time the PME system, a lot of best practice forms will all have to be updated and re-released online. So we'll deal with that later. Time was on our side. We're heading into Easter, and I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to a little short break over the Easter period. I'm sure I'm not alone. So have a read of the email when you can, because you'll see there's very important information about the CPD, which again is separate to stage two. And as always, members, we're an email away for any support and best practice advice we can give you. And together we'll ride this journey of stage two and CPD together. And I just urge you, if you wish, but please try and stay positive. Change is change. There's going to be quite a bit of change, but it won't happen overnight. We'll have plenty of time, as per usual, to learn. I'll be doing a lot more training. As I say, I've just finished around the state my first trip, then I'm doing more in May and June, then September, October. For members who can't attend a training for whatever reason, distance, time, holidays, whatever. Again, the member update, that's the email service as part of your membership services that we provide, will be a vital source for you and a lot more to come. So all is well, but please have a review of that important email as soon as you can, just to get your head around the changes. Plus also in relation to stage two, make sure you let your lessor clients know this is their law that we're managing. And of course, we, to the best of our ability, try and keep them abreast of the changes. And again, there is an opportunity to have your say. Thank you for your valued business. It's greatly appreciated. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.